Support this podcast at patreon.com/rednews.
Hello everyone, it's Red News Podcast 167, and obviously thoughts and everything go about Terry Hall, and I've already had a couple of conversations with Reds, and we all have a big moment where we've chatted and talked and got to know him, or just people have had selfies, and it was just heartbreaking really, and no more meat to be said, just awful, and it's something that affected people in so many different ways, from the music, the influence, the person he was, United connection obviously, but someone who was groundbreaking and truly gifted, and I talk more about it, but we were going to do a podcast, and it's such a gutting, because I just love talking to him really about everything. Remember once on a train delay talking about early music that he was listening to and stuff like that, and just really heart, yeah, just terrible. And for his family, who are lovely, that was just speechless really. And we're back, and that is nice, and I said the lights always get me going, and it makes me smile, and for all our moans and the trials and tribulations, we're lucky to be here.
Yes, we are.
And I'm joined by Nathan, who's been poorly with, was it COVID, is it the lurgy,
it wasn't,
is it just
COVID,
a general just mismatch of
I'm blaming you for doing this run, I was setting out doing the charity run, and after a big week of doing that, I think it just took its toll, and I caught the lurgy in a week and a half, and I'm just about better. So
we'll see if the windbreaker earns its keep tonight, because it's chillier than I thought. It's not as bad as last week. Stop moaning. I will say, in the quiz, I wish we'd have sung Sammy, we had an opportunity to sing the song for every player, and we just missed it. But you were, Nathan, I've got a bone to pick with you.
Okay.
So you were poorly.
That was
and
the
your
first
remedy
night.
To fix this, once you were back to normal, was to have 5 pints of Guinness in 5 different Wetherspoons in town in an hour. How do you plead?
Guilty. Yes.
Why?
That was on Friday.
Is this a thing? Or did you just
It a thing.
five.
So we saw someone, it was with a couple of mates from work, and we saw someone on Twitter did it a few months ago. Don't know why. And we just thought we should do it. So started at the Piccadilly one, then Printworks, then Moon Underwater, then the Water House on St. Peter's Square, and then Paramount. And we completed it. We finished the last pint with 30 seconds to go within an hour. So
I'm so proud of you, son.
It was definitely a, because this was on Friday, just gone, it was definitely a make or break.
Well, that's it, it's a kit. I've got a couple of other things. So on the tangent of Love Actually being weird, where he confesses his undying love for his best mate's missus, The Family Stone, in one of these algorithms, fuck the algorithm, fuck the system, Netflix sort of, whatever it was, it might have been one of the others, it goes The Family Stone. It wasn't bad, but the premise was a couple go to their family place, mm-hmm. and the couple, eventually, she ends up with the brother, and her sister ends up with the bloke she was with. And this is a celebratory rom-com. What the fuck's that about? Went to the darts last weekend, which was fantastic. And they got a family stand. Albert's first visit. Absolutely loved it. But, when they point to the families?
Right.
Here's a revelation. They sat next to each other. So imagine a bench. One side is one family. The other, two different cameras, is the other. There was argy-bargy. Wow. Richie Burnett's either brother, son, nephew, whatever, younger than Richie Burnett, his one on his table was getting most rowdy, and one of the others on
giving
the other side.
So
they ended up shaking hands, but I thought, imagine that, they could all start kicking off. So what we didn't explain last week was, we're going to release it as a video, but thankfully the world will not experience our faces. But Coggy had a beach thing in preparation with birds flying, and he kept disappearing. So it's Bermuda Triangle. Right, anyway, enough. I'm glad we're back. It feels a very long time. Salt B on the fucking pitch sums up the sham of a World Cup. Yes, you may say it's the greatest ever, but I'm a miserable old bastard going, fuck that. There's a bloke who pours salt on steak on that football pitch. Does that not sum that farce up?
Yeah.
3-1. All right. What do you reckon tonight?
Oh, all right.
Glad to be back?
3-0. Oh, I'd glad to be back, yeah. 3-0. Easy. Should we beat these?
Oh, I don't like that easy at the end.
Should we beat these? Should we beat these?
So yeah. What do you want
to say? On.
Oh, he's a
what
dickhead.
What do you put on your steak? He is a dickhead.
Cool.
Cheers, mate. That's four. Thank you. How do you feel about being back?
Well, fantastic. Yeah,
great. What do you reckon today?
Penalties.
Oh no! Have a good Christmas.
I thought it was a great World Cup football-wise. I think I don't know if that's because everyone's on top form because they've literally come off the back of actually playing the season or not, but it does feel like it was
but
a really
was
good
what
I think
was
so
great?
I think it was footballing wise I think it was
the final was bobbins. It's only because there were six goals in 50. I'm just alright,
I don't know. I thought overall it was I watched pretty much all of it and I thought footballing wise it was an entertaining World Cup. I've seen a lot worse, so but I'm glad to be
Burnley
back.
Burnley and the Carling Cup will be infinitely better than
can't wait. I'm
shove them
like,
into
I'm a little bit nervous. I would not be surprised if there is an upset because I think they're playing they're you know a totally different team to what they were under Dyche. Like companies I went to watch them a few weeks ago, didn't I? One of my mates works for Burnley and went to watch them, and they play some really nice stuff. And obviously, they've been back playing league games for a couple of weeks, so they're well on it. Obviously, he's going to want a point to prove and stuff. So,
what a disconcerting seeing Burnley play on the floor. That's a when did that that revelationary thing?
But it's exciting. It's a shame.
We've got
it's
a
shame.
It's a quarterfinals. I know. Like someone
well,
said earlier,
what,
we don't want another game. Well, we've got
to
win.
I spoke to my dad before, and he was like, even if you know, it's you know, if it's a slow, we have a slow start again. You know, it's only the, you know, it's only the League Cup. But I was like, realistically, this is only one of a couple that you know we could win this season.
Yeah.
You know, we're not going to win
and
the league.
And we're this close.
So go for it. You know, it's like
you could get Southampton. Please, God, not Wolves. But you know, like, you take that.
I think
and
it's going to be
semis.
Tough. But
is it two legs? This is no researching. Is
this
two,
no,
no two leg semis. Not tonight.
I think they changed it. Bad, I think they no. I think they changed it to one.
Right? Is it Kerry? Is it two leg semi final? Half the press.
I'm pretty sure it's not.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, I think
two.
They did change
that's
it.
The two. What do you think tonight?
Could be an upset.
Oh. Have you missed this place? What have you missed the most about this
absolutely.
Place?
Absolutely. Missed the banter and all the rest stuff that goes with the match day. But, yeah.
The travel?
Yeah, that's all part
first
of it,
day
yeah.
back, Avanti. 4 out of 5 trains cancelled. I met the bloke off Strictly who I... As he came back to go toilet, I said, "My son really liked you in Strictly."
Which
tall one? No, and he looked like, "Oh God, you're the one on this journey." Then, right. So, predictions, Nathan.
Like I say, I wouldn't be surprised if there is an upset, but I do think we should win. I think we've still got enough players who'll be back, who'll be playing, won't they? So, let's call it 2-0.
I'm going 2-1. We've got private ambulances, which sums up the strange mood for tonight.
Yeah, it's a shame
there's 9,000 missing out.
Although I've just... totally unrelated, slightly. But I was thinking last week when the weather was really, really cold. And I was like, thank fuck we're not selling in this. One of the only good things about having the World Cup at the time that it was... is it was a month of not having
well,
to sell
in the winter.
Well,
this bridge is cold and I've got everything on and I'm still my fate done. Right, what's your favourite Christmas song, Nathan?
Oh, God. Oh, I don't know.
Tubular Bells?
Sorry. I don't know, actually.
Start shouting at people's faces. Tubular Bells?
I don't know. I'll think about it for after.
Right. Favourite Christmas song?
Slade, come on.
Wish
Merry
it
Christmas.
Could be. Yeah. Right. Who's going to play tonight? We don't know, but it's great. Those lights, I tell you, you look at them at night and they're lovely, they're special. Right, thanks everyone, thanks for supporting.
Goodbye.
God, it looks good on the dance floor.
Right, for all those people who don't like the drunken bit, avoid this. But we have to do an after. If we've done it before, I never feel that's my pedant stroke anal tendencies that if we don't do an after pod, so we're now in the Northern Quarter having a little Christmas drink with the three of us. We had Liam before, but he's gone home. Right, so I would say, on a tangent, first of all, Gamora. Now, Pete loves it, and I do like it, but I have a love-hate with Gamora. So I'm with Shane and with Paul. It's like endlessly they kill each other, and Shane joked, like, why would you join that industry if you know that you're all just going to betray each other? So I'm at a bit where, end of fourth series, What's-His-Face has killed What's-Her-Face, and I'm like, oh, give me a... Someone have a joke. Please, someone tell a joke in that show. Now, I just left that finale thinking, I don't know what's happening, so no one spoil it for me. Please, someone fucking shoot that fat cunt by the end of series five. Right, so I would say Burnley 2-0, job done. I thought I quite enjoyed that, maybe just because I haven't seen United since Fulham. I thought that there was some bits wrong, but like, it's, I was looking at Aaron Wan-Bissaka thinking, like, when we moaned that he didn't track back, you know, he wasn't quick enough in the second half to chase in his man, he hasn't played at all. You know, his head is going to be all over the place. He's had a difficult... So, like, we're judging players. Half of them are fresh, half of them are on. They haven't met up. So, for what it was, Casemiro showed his class. Rashford is bang on. Why didn't Southgate put him on? It was all right. For, you know, for what it was, it felt odd not having the Stretford end tier two. Paul's laughing. You know I've got to have a monologue.
No, because I just thought Paddy Rhodes was back in goal.
Well, it made me laugh. I said to the lads behind, Chris and that, when they said in The Athletic, United aren't going to pursue a renewal of his contract, I thought, why is that? That's a bit odd. Like, usually you keep your second keeper for a couple of years. You see him today and think, fucking hell. Newcastle fans liked him. But Shane's got very confused. He didn't realise football was back on Tuesday, so he thought we were in the semis, the quarters, the fourth round, all in one go.
Well, I genuinely didn't know the other games had been played last night, so I didn't know who had got through. That's the context there. I thought it was like, at the end of the day, listen, we've all said, those that go, we really want, like, we had it with Ole, it didn't quite work out in terms of winning a cup. I think Ten Hag, with the momentum he's got, winning a trophy would be a really, really, really big step. And this is a good chance of getting to a final, at least, and not winning it. So I thought tonight was a bit of a banana skin. You know, in the pub before, yeah, a few people were saying, this is not going to be easy, they'll be up for it. We've got, as you say, a combination of players and a World Cup hangover, or other players that have been a bit part. It's going to be a bit disjointed. So in fairness, I thought it was quite a comfortable performance. I thought, yeah, the keeper, I was a bit baffled about De Gea's not really done anything for a month, and yet you don't play him in what potentially is, I know, is a busy schedule coming up. But tonight was like, you lose tonight, you're out of what, you know.
Is it the fourth round, the quarters, or the semi?
It's a round before the quarters. I understand that.
It was your look when me, because me and Paul have argued. I want a home game now. Win it. Because why I think we won't win in Budapest, much as I'd like this all to be there, is because I think the fixtures will get so quick that it will, just by mere how many we have, we'll lead. I said home, and Paul went, no, I want a good away. And Shane looked at me when we said, like, Leicester, and he went, well, when did they play? Who are they playing?
But the thing with the Europa is, you just know, I know, like, hopefully they'll be gone, the owners, but you just know the manager's under pressure that at the end of the day, fourth place is king. Now, as a supporters, we would say a trip to Wembley and or Budapest is king. But that's not going to be, he's going to be, like, he's going to have to start prioritising, and it will be qualifying the Champions League. So
the rest of the rest of the sellers weren't there today. So in there, when you finally get Wi-Fi back on the tram back into town, 100 messages basically saying, imagine this group of players with an out-and-out striker, which brings me back to why is there no such thing as out-and-out strikers anymore? Why is that, Shane?
If I
had a moustache and a hipster beard and I was on The Guardian, people would go, let's go and see Barney live. she's asking this question. No one gives a shit when I ask it. Right, I will say I wore my Santa hat, and thanks to everyone, the kindness tonight hasn't been a, you know, but the kindness. And it felt, I had the white bit of the Santa hat flowing against my head, and it reminded me of having hair. And
I thought, you were so blended in with your hair.
How would you feel if I turned up in the new year with a wig? It felt great having hair again.
I would just, I've got a bit of hair left, luckily, but I would actually, well, it's your choice. If you want to treat yourself at Christmas, I think it suits you as it is. No hair,
boldness,
right, yeah.
So, I can't, now you two don't take the. But so in my event, 4 out of 5 cancelled. I did a guardian angel thing today. A bloke was blind and he was getting off at Crewe. No, they've taken the piss and they said you should say this. But to explain like how Man United is very not just going to a game. He couldn't. It was so mobbed. He couldn't get to the toilet, and no one offered to help. So I know that it can be up to the discretion of the person. So I said, "Do you want to take my arm and like I lead you to the toilet?" So we went through the carriage, and then he said, "Avanti is so weird in the toilet." He said, "I said, do you want me to come in with you?" And he went, "Yeah."
He saw that his arm was
holding. No, but it was like, so I positioned, and it's not a piss take, so I positioned him, and then he had a wee, and washed his hands, and we both went out, and like, it would just felt normal to me, but everyone else has taken the piss out of it, I thought it was doing something
On a serious note, I think it's a lovely thing you've done, and very commendable. I'd love to think in a parallel universe there's a blind man now saying this fucking weirdo followed me into the bogs earlier. It'd be great. But I didn't have the heart to tell him I didn't need any help.
I hate to act.
It's a very honourable thing, Barney, but it's just the way you told the story.
I did ask him that. Right, Gamora, where do you stand? Am I being too miserable?
I think it's good.
It's so depressing.
It's quite. I watched it. I blitzed all the 4 scenes you watched. I watched last Christmas when I had COVID, so I literally, you know, just blitzed it, binged it, because I had nothing else to do from Christmas Eve. I got COVID Christmas Eve, so Christmas Eve through to New Year's Eve I just watched it non-stop. I thought it was great, very fast paced, but it is baffling to think, like, I'm quite a steady person, I work, hope you get a pension at the end of it, but you got enough to live on, go to see United. As far as that's concerned is, you might make a few quick bucks, but you're definitely getting killed.
And mate.
But if you're not getting killed, you've basically got to hide for the rest of your life, and you can't use the money.
Yeah, no one hides. No one ever gets away. And Tony Soprano. No one should look really on fondness that like I go, "Oh, Tony, I'd love a drink with him," because he battered me around the bad of being.
But it's the other kind of like. There's a gang without. Well, obviously most people see without. But there's a gang in there, the young fellas. They're not even getting nice cars. They drive little scooters, mopeds. It's like there's not even a prestige. And they're not even wearing nice suits. They're wearing like fucking ripped jeans. And it's not. It's just
What I do like is when they hand drugs for cash and then they slam the little thingo and they go 1, 2. My 20s, when I didn't take drugs but I did take some, I'd love to have gone to a little thing like that. 1, 2. Right. So, what's your favourite United festive game?
Favourite what? United?
Festive game. Forest, obviously. Sheffield Wednesday, Eric going, "Mamma mia."
I wasn't at. I was young. I remember being like a kid, probably a teen, I guess. It was probably a win at Anfield on Boxing Day. What would that have been? 85, I think,
but I need the status to confirm. Yeah, but then we lost. Didn't we lose 2 days later? Yeah. Typically, you know, like Fergie's fledgings, New Year's Day,
But I remember it. And was there another? There's one. What was the one with Fergie's fledgings? We beat Liverpool 3-1.
We lost Borough.
New Year's Day. Yeah,
Peter Davenport.
Yeah, but you're talking about favourites. Like fucking. It's not like a fucking favourite, and then what happens? The 3-1 in the moment was a good.
All right, Paul. You backed out of Avatar till next year. We'll make that next year's run. Avatar 2.
I never backed out.
What's your favourite Christmas song?
Oh, yeah.
To
be honest, I haven't really got one, but I suppose the one that comes out every year is Slade, isn't it, I suppose?
Someone else says. Right, so going through the team, goalie dodgy, Wan-Bissaka showed his deficiencies, but tried and actually did his first ever cross for a goal, I think, today. I thought Malassi was all right, but he needs a bit, like, I don't know. No, I'm not judging it. I thought Lindelof was good, but that's the sort of game he is.
But I've always thought Casemiro is, though. I think Lindelof is better than everyone makes it. I'll defend him a bit. Casemiro tonight, to show his class.
But they weren't tested.
I'm right behind the goal, the scoreboard end. So I'm quite close to him. He looked tonight both half-assed, but classy. Yeah. And he looked like I could do. He had a face over it and said, I could do this like a hole in the head. Yeah, he made it look easy.
Well, I thought tonight, there was a bit in the first half when we attacked, and I thought, in his head, he's going, I could be on Rio right now, celebrating like Argentina.
Yeah,
instead, I'm passing wide to Wan-Bissaka. Yeah. It's like, what disappointed me, and it sounds like I'm thinking, but like Scott McTominay could have been the defender with Casemiro swap.
Yeah.
So he allowed Scott to go a bit more
forward. Yeah, that's what I assumed.
And he didn't drag the gap. And he's the one, like, he's got a point to prove because you've got to play catch up.
I don't want to criticise. It's a bit like the Harry Maguire thing. I think he's been scapegoated, blah, blah. So I don't want to scapegoat McTominay. But what the signings have showed this season is, it's shown to me that some of the players that have got endeavour, they're just not good enough. And I like him to everyone, but McTominay isn't really seizing the chance. And others, Casemiro has led the way, but he's not.
Who had endeavour today but didn't come off was better, but still was Martial. He had a bit of endeavour. He actually tackled back.
Yeah, I thought he played right.
But again,
In a scabby game against Burnley, where it's a bit, it's going to be a bit of a attrition.
But you can almost tell the two players in form and rhythm with Casemiro, Rashford. Are we ever going to see the Martial?
And
where's Palestri? Surely tonight is a game. The research on this podcast is fucking terrible. I've got one last story. We haven't got long enough, but in the ticket stubs I was thinking last time, we played Sunderland 1st of September 1990, and we got off the train and there was a good group. You know, like if you go away and there's a good group of you and you get excited just because it's a good group, it ain't just like two or three, and there was about eight or nine of us, and there was a lot of United like firm around as well, so we thought, well, we need to choose a good spot here. Anyway, we meandered, we had one drink, but it was moody. Anyway, we get near the ground and this like tin pot little pub on the way to the ground has a little door open, but there was a cricket, I'm sure there was a cricket final on. Anyway, the door's open and I looked and the people looked at us and I thought, this is a moment. And the moment came, the door's open and they said, get in, get in. And they went, you're United, aren't they? And it wasn't like, oh, this is an ambush. They meant, come in. They shut the doors, no one else was allowed in. So about eight or nine of us, with a pub of 100 Sunderland, proper Sunderland fans, had, while it kicked off left, right and centre for the next 4 hours, had one of the great drinks, to which two of our party had to be carried to the United thing. Not of our party, but one of the turnstile operators, who was female, offered one of the well-known reds, do you want a wank? As he got through the gate, so she closed the turnstile and gave him a wank. And all I remember is, like, okay, you know, when your zen feels good. I was 19. That wasn't me, I hasten to say. It's not like it wasn't me, it wasn't me. But life felt so good in that pub because they were lovely to us.
Yeah.
And they knew we were United and they said, come on, it's going to kick off and you seem all right. And obviously mum was there. Yeah. It was just like a perfect away. And there's United fans who are going to go, been chased left, right and centre. Yeah. But it was a good day. Right, so, do we have anything to add?
It's good to be back at football. I don't want to get too sad about it, Christmas, but I do think we have to acknowledge
Christmas, like, not for everyone.
Like Terry Hall passing was like a big idol of mine, but also a red that was, you know, someone who was idolised by many for his music and, you know, when we grew up. but actually was, as we were, many of us talked, you know, would have exchanged a few words with him in the way end or on the train. Was just a very humble, but just one of us really. He got his tickets from the same people we got our tickets from. He got, like, he went to the same sections of ground we went to, none of the corporate stuff. So yeah, I kind of was very saddened to hear that news. So I think, yeah, I'd like to acknowledge that. And yeah, rest his soul, gone too young, but a good, you know, a great musician and a great Red.
An anti-celebrity Red in the best term.
Yeah, exactly.
Because
yeah,
he didn't
yeah.
want the airs and graces.
Yeah, yeah.
No.
I can remember, like, 83, we were on the train, and this is, I was only 12, like, proper Cockney Red. And he was there, and, like, even then, like, Terry, and he'd let on to them, but I can remember... Like, we were all waiting to get off at Euston, and he went, I've got a gig, and I shouldn't have done this today. And I can't remember who but he went, I wanted to be there, and I've got a race now. And everyone was like, but I said to Chris behind him, it wasn't like he'd have a gig in front of the Dublin, you know, back at the Dublin Castle in front of 50.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
He was doing a proper gig, but he was so wanted to be at United.
But it's just the fact that, like, he's not like getting, you know, there's a lot of celebrity fans just because I beat. Like, many of us who go to a wet, like, everyone's been stood outside of the way and waiting for someone to turn up with your ticket. You often see Terry Hall waiting for his ticket. He's not like a, it was just one of us in the way end, but a very humble and, but a genius, one of the biggest front men. So it's a bit of a weird thing, really, because someone I idolised growing up, but actually was a very down to earth. So yeah, I think it's really sad, and a really nice bloke and a really nice fella, but also a great artist and a great icon growing up. So just sad, you know, just very sad.
Well, there's
so,
a lot of Reds like Deb, and she wouldn't like being named, but the proper Reds who knew him very, very well, you know, more than just
a heartbreak. A lot of us have learned it since his death about the sort of trauma as a young lady had.
Horrible. So definitely very. But yeah, like, I must admit, I miss United. Like, I know it's Burnley at home, it's a cup game. I thought it was lovely to be back tonight, and it was like
But you know, we talk, life is profound. It can be taken away in a horrible.
There was a video. Like, we were talking before this in a previous pub. There's a video clip that you put on Twitter of a German interview done with Terry Hall. But it made me quite relatable. He described, like, there, he talks about George Best and the 68 European Cup final, talks about 99. But as he was talking, like, 99 in particular, it kind of was very relatable to how I felt, you know. It's like, not surprising to a United fan. But it's just the way that he kind of, I don't know, like, just related to football in a very humble way. I just think it's just...
When he talked about sitting next to Martin Amis, I wanted to know more about the conversation he had with Martin.
But the thing was quite profound to it, because he was quite an understatement. I like music, so on the music sense, I'd often watch a lot of interviews, so I'm interested in music. But at the end of that football interview, he kind of said, like, he was trying to explain, I think, to the interviewer, like, what it is about United. And I think, like, we all can, sometimes you can't really articulate it. And he just sort of said, words to the effect of, I like going. And then he kind of said, like, if you win or lose, really, it doesn't really matter. I like being there. And I think that's what he was saying, I like being there. And I know it does matter if they win or lose, but it doesn't. And I think that was a point that I took, like, he was more or less saying, like, United, through my life, has been great. If they're doing well or they're doing a bit shit, they win or lose, it's still great. And that's what I took away from him, like.
But as I said before, like, I saw the lights, and it just makes me smile, especially at night, obviously, because the lights are fucking on.
Yeah.
But it makes me smile. And, like, life is fickle, and look, Christmas isn't for anyone. Just, like, there's Ted, one of the famous Cockney Reds, just, like, march on, dig in. For anyone who Christmas, it will go quick. Just, like, we're special, United. I do think that, honestly, for all our faults. I don't know. Just that, like, it's a lovely, magical, like, time for my boy, and I cannot wait. So for everyone who's going to have a great Christmas, love you, have a great Christmas. And for those who want to pass, I'm not being, like beige. I mean it like, I just all want you to be all right. Because life's fucking demented, isn't it? It's at the best of times. So keep your head above water the best you can. And Terry, everyone loved you. Like, everyone. That's how you're judged. Everyone loved him. And he was, as I said to Shane Knopf, he's a genius. But because he wouldn't accept he's a genius, that made him even better. Like, and a flawed genius is even better. Like, not, you know, just... one of us, but having that talent, then he's not one of us, is he? And I mean it in the best.
Yeah, sense. No, but it was effortless talent. He did have to go showboat. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. God bless him.
Yeah. Happy Christmas, everyone. Seriously, on a have a good one. Yeah. We do have one last bit. No, I'm sorry. And Shane says no one listens. You can't tell people
but I think once it's sort of like, if people get to the end, they're certainly not going to get to the end. Think it's finished. It's like a, I do a bit like I Like Vinyl.
Yeah, but you need a good editor.
But when you get a secret song at the end, like, people will think it's on, they're going to just better stop, they're not going to listen
secret
to this.
Santa. Right.
So, the position in the sellers group they were arguing about, give Rashford what he wants, was from Nick and Nathan.
My
view is...
Oh, he played well tonight.
He's in the best form. Of what I would like United to do is say, oh yeah, we're going to give you the deal and we're going to make it better than it is now, because that's the world, you know, especially footballers' world. But what we're going to do is incrementally say, if you score 20 goals, then you get the... But don't give him... I don't think any United player should be on daft.
I don't think daft money, but we...
Because this, then it gets complained.
This is a football club that's fucking played Phil Jones for fucking 5 years. Like, not his fault. Paid 80 million for Harry Maguire. No, it's not his fault.
But
modern football doesn't work like this.
No, but now should be the time that United are.
I've got a feeling this isn't going to...
No, you're not going to get performance. Like, someone else will pay that money. That's the cold fact. Other clubs around Europe will pay him the money.
So the Rashford argument is skewed a little bit, because when he's in really good form, you get Nick and Nathan. I'm calling him out, saying give him what he wants. I think he's a really good player. I still think he's
not
a
great,
one in three.
Yeah.
No, but he's definitely. And then there's some who don't like him at all.
He's
don't like him.
A very good cog in the wheel.
So you have to
right
get
time.
You have to get into the middle ground. So what I'm saying is,
so
you don't
then.
Well,
so what do we do then? We sort of say, well, we'll pay you this much, but fuck off to Barcelona if they want to pay.
But
more
who's going to pay him?
Someone will pay him.
What,
yeah.
Barcelona and PSG? Someone
will pay.
I don't believe it.
I'm with Nick and Nathan on this. Don't fucking break the bank, but pay him the going rate.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
No, but the going rate, he wants, you know, if the rumours are true, he wants...
Yeah, but do we know what he wants?
Well,
but these are cunts that are taking money out of our club left on center.
Yeah,
but I'd rather it go to Marcus Rashford than
fucking... All right, Zebedee, we're having a hypothetical conversation on a podcast that you've just seen. No one is now listening to.
Well, this bit should be... I'm with Nick and Nathan. Pay him.
But would you have said that a month ago in San Sebastian?
Yeah. Like, this season, he's been good. Like,
yeah, but you've got to do it over a period of time. I was so happy for him today.
I mean, I thought his goal was shot really, really well. He was sort of running towards me. Keep going.
I don't want to end up grappling with you. Oh, I have a typical...
Grappling with me!
Oh, I have a Red News moment today. So Burnley fans were quite gobby. It was quite quiet all round. So sales weren't the greatest. But so someone went, when I was shouting, you know, the mag, he went, shut up, stick here. So I just went... When I've got the fuck off. So he looked, and his mate looked. He said, what did you say? I said, fuck off. He said, why did you say fuck off? So he said, Burnley. So I went, because your mate told me sharp. So he went, say it again. So I said, fuck off. And then he went, well, you fuck off. So it became very, very childish at this point. But I was ready into grappling mode at this point.
But you kind of know, like, when you said fuck off, they're, like, hesitating. They're thinking...
I know I'd won that.
They're kind of thinking, this fella could be nutty enough now. He could be a nutter. Like,
but I'm wearing a Santa hat.
Yeah.
Whisking the white in my hair.
They got the Barney look and they thought, oh, fuck.
But, so the final thing was very immature.
If anyone's listening, well, in Canadian music, this is a great, great song, by the way.
If Albert's listening to this in 10 years, is. I love you, Albert, but don't follow this. So it ended with him saying fuck off and me saying fuck off from 50 yards. And we both gesticulated to each other, thinking who had triumphed over that. Is there a lesson in there, Shane?
Well, I think I admire your bravery, yeah. And it proves it sometimes.
At home.
And it proves sometimes, like your mental, like, you know, putting on a strong front. the two of them bottled it. Fair play. So I commend you for that. I'm not going to grapple with you, but I do think Marcus Rashford.
Yeah, but I didn't want six fingers in my
arm. Marcus Rashford should be given a new contract.
I will if you buy a mag.
So Rashford was. Is it called an addendum?
I'm just saying, I'm with Nick and Nathan. Give him.
Half a million a week.
Yeah, give it to him.
Just ridiculous.
Who else is on half a million a week?
Ridiculous.
At United? Who's better than you, Rashford?
So
United?
Nick and Nathan.
Well, Casemiro, you know, like.
What's he on?
I don't know. Don't start.
I bet he's on fucking half a million.
He's on 24 school dinners.
I'm hoping we'll sell 8 mags against Forest. Don't get aggressive with me now. Right.
I'm hoping I get.
No,
yeah.
But like,
I know what you mean, yeah.
Why does it have to be? It has to be totally one way or totally the other.
Problems,
me
yeah.
and Paula, I think, are in the middle of the road
yeah,
on that.
I'm with you. I'm being a bit facetious. I think what I'm saying is football's fucked. And at the end of the day, is we have to pay obscene money.
Of course it is.
And so I think
it's obscene amounts of money, isn't it? It's obscene amounts.
And the last thought I had during the game was: do you reckon when you two, because you're Euro away man, you know when you're hovering when the draw is made, click, click, yeah. Get ready to click. I thought Sam Keller must be there, like when it goes to 2-0, going, shall I send the email now? Shall I wait? Until injury time, that click the finger that you will be debited.
Oh,
possibly.
Yeah. Kind of like, yeah, on that, so we got an email, didn't we, during the World Cup about, like, and it had some promising things in there. But there was, like, I think there was one thing that had changed, but the rest of it was like, we're going to think about it.
But
we're going to review it. We're going to consider
they
it.
They still didn't just, say sorry.
Yeah,
they
used every modern
business speak to say we are learning from this.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the celebrities, I have put my dick in a whale in the sea, and I am learning from this experience.
So it's a bit like we understand that concessions have physically, it's been physically impossible for you to get to so many games.
But next season,
we're looking at it. But you're fucked this season.
Look at it this season. But it did make me laugh. It's like, you know, I need time and I will be going away to reflect on my...
I will
become back a better person. Just say sorry. Yeah. Right, on that note, glory, glory, fucking Man United.
We love you all.